Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, is this mic on? Oh, I guess it is. Scott Cuddy with you. Producer. Sports Overnight America, and a new host tonight, a little part-time action, you know, Johnny Moreno. Johnny, how you doing, buddy?
You know, Scott, I'm doing fantastic. It's been a long time since I've been on the air here, but I got to be honest, I'm doing great.
Good.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right. A little tired, but I'm going to hand it over to you, and what do we have happening tonight on Sports Overnight America?
You know, it was a very quiet night in the world of sports. Yes, we had the NBA skills competition. Okay. Cool. We saw guys we know can dunk and dribble, and make three-pointers. That's awesome. But it's a good night to kind of look back at the NBA season as a whole. We'll talk about that quite a bit. Colin Kaepernick collusion case ended this week. What's going to happen to Colin Kaepernick's career moving forward? What is this leaving for the NFL? Do they continue to look into my cleats, my cause? They keep doing that sort of stuff. I'm actually very interested in that. So we'll talk about that as well. Get to the Major League Baseball at some point. Spring training opens up in just a few weeks. Pitchers and catchers report. And, of course, we'll be taking your phone calls, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. I just got to say, it's been a very long time since I've been back on the air here. But if you were a listener to the show a long time ago, and yes, I mean a long time ago, I was formerly Johnny the Intern. A lot's changed in 4 years. Literally a lot has changed, but we'll keep it going tonight, and we'll keep everyone interested on the airwaves. Also, we got to talk about, I mean, is it just me, or has Major League Baseball just gotten, it's so slow and boring. It's so upsetting. Two of the best players in the league aren't even signed yet, and spring training is a week away. Well, pitchers and catchers report roughly a week away. So we'll get to that at some point. Again, 1-800-878-7529, that is the phone number. Please call in. We'll love to take your calls. Jump on this. Also, college hoops tonight. Big game this afternoon, Tennessee, Kentucky. We'll talk about that at some point tonight. Good to see Duke beat UN's North Carolina State. I mean, Duke is my early pick for the tournament. I'm just going to throw it out there right now. But we'll talk about a little bit of college hoops as well. Keep it going. We might even get some hockey tonight. Why not? The NHL is a great product. Sad no one really watches it. But we will get to that as well. And also get to LeBron James' comments in just a bit. We'll be back in just a few.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave, even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world. I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
He's controlling here. Side, Westbrook has that triple-double. Westbrook into the books. His 100th career triple-double. And that's an over and back.
That should be an over and back. You're right. And as Detman controlled that rebound, Russ should get a rebound on this. And folks, it's in the books as Russell Westbrook.
There are Thunder fans standing in pockets around this building recognizing that Westbrook has entered a special place in history with his 100th career triple-double.
Burks intercepted by Green.
Quick to his feet. That's poked away by Smart. Tatum gives it back to Smart. Back to Tatum for the two-handed jam.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Johnny, you didn't bring your dog in here, did you? I just heard him barking.
I wish. It was just my phone, sorry.
No animals allowed.
I'm very unprofessional. I should turn my phone off, actually.
Sports Overnight America with Johnny Marino. Johnny, take it away.
Thank you, Scott. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Got some clips of Mr. Tatum, who is your NBA skills competition champ. Can you even say that? Is it skills competition? But yeah. He won the passage or the shoot and dribble part of the event. Watched it for a bit. I think the most interesting thing was what Russell Westbrook wore, because that guy's just got some crazy style. I wouldn't even classify it as style at this point. I don't know what he ever puts on himself. But anyway, crazy enough. We're talking about this, of course, because it is All-Star Weekend in the NBA. And of the Big Four, it is the only sport that's really going on hot and heavy. And tomorrow night, you have Team LeBron against Team Giannis. LeBron, of course, had to put Kevin Durant on his team because, you know, hey, why not? Try and recruit him while you can. Mad respect, LeBron. Again, his starting five is LeBron. It's Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Kawhi Leonard. Other side, Giannis. We got Giannis, Stephen Curry, the man, the myth, the legend, mad respect, Joel Embiid, Paul George, and Kemba Walker. And of course, on LeBron's reserve, we have Anthony Davis, which I know will be the talk of the entire summer of the NBA. Where will Anthony Davis go, and where will Kevin Durant land? Again, these are problems and questions for another day. However, they have infested All-Star Weekend because, again, Kevin Durant didn't talk to anybody. He still hasn't talked to anybody in the Bay Area, doesn't talk to the media. I'm from the Bay Area, so I see this on a daily basis. He doesn't talk to anybody. It's crazy. Don't know what's going on with that. Hope he figures it out, but we'll get to it when we get there. Going back to the All-Star game, though, it's going to – I mean, look, the score is going to be 180 to 160. Guaranteed. It's going to be ridiculous. You're going to see some crazy jams. Steph probably take three half-court shots. Going to see LeBron and James Harden. You know, if you're going to watch the game, you know what you're seeing. Looking at the league as a whole, though, and that's kind of what I think we should talk about. It's more productive to talk about that. Where does the NBA actually stand post the All-Star break, post Anthony Davis not going anywhere to upset maybe the Western Conference playoff picture or the East? What does the league really look like? And right now, maybe this is the first time in like 7-10 years where we can actually say this, but doesn't the Eastern Conference just feel like the better conference? I mean, granted, the Golden State Warriors are not there. And I'm a little biased because I am from the Bay Area and I have watched a lot of Golden State Warrior basketball. But this year, I actually feel like they have the competition to get beat in the finals. Because the Warriors haven't been as bulletproof as they've normally been. Granted, Steph got hurt. You know, they just got Boogie. They're acclimating him into the offense and the defense. But there's four or five teams in the East that are just good basketball teams. Even the Pacers, 38-20 this year. Anyone call that? Anyone see that coming? I didn't. I mean, I'm not an expert in the NBA, but experts didn't even see that coming. You know, you got Boston as a 4 seed right now with Philly. What a first round that would be. That'd be a seven game slugfest. And then, of course, you got Giannis, the Greek freak, who is tearing up the league and probably would be the MVP if it wasn't for James Harden just having a crazy, ridiculous year. The one kind of thing that's interesting about the All-Star game, because All-Star games now are kind of like, they're glorified events. Like, I understand why they were created. It's, you know, put these super teams together so people can actually see them before TV, you know, before they get all these great players on one field. I get it, but now we see them all the time. We're oversaturated with them. We get it. But you look at the stats sometimes. It's kind of nice to say, hey, to this point, what has this guy done through 59 games or so? James Harden's averaging 36.5 points a night. 36 points a night. No one's even close. Yeah, Paul George is 28. Okay, Steph's near 30, but he's injured, so, you know, he's played less games. I get that. 36 points a night. The dude is having a crazy year. He wants a second MVP, and I don't think he will be denied it. There's probably no way he'll probably be denied it. It'll be James Harden back-to-back, be the first time since Stephen Curry did it just a few years ago. But it's just not enough still. And that's the thing, is that, you know, the NBA right now, the way the Western Conference, is anyone really going to beat the Golden State Warriors? Maybe it'd be good for the league if they got beat. Maybe it would be. Probably would be. In the West, I just don't think anyone really has the bullets. East, on the other hand, there's about five teams who might have the bullets. I like the way the 76ers play. They're that good young basketball team. They'll probably get the 50-plus wins this year. Maybe get to that 2-3 seed might be huge for them. The Raptors with Kawhi Leonard. You got Giannis up top with the Bucks. It's going to be an interesting watch going down the stretch and the seeding, because you do not want to get that 4 seed right now. You do not want to play another great team. You know, probably realistically, the Pacers will end up getting the 4 seed, and Boston and Philly, or maybe even Toronto, might slide a little bit down, or the Bucks might. But that's, you do not want to have a slugfest like that, because you're a good team, you're going to get knocked out in the second round. Those 7-game first rounds are killers. More often than not, it's going to just knock a good basketball team out of the playoffs. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. We'll get to a little bit more of this when we come back in just a few minutes. Before, though, I want to talk really briefly about Colin Kaepernick. We'll talk more about this a little bit later. As you know, if you've been paying attention to the news, the NFL settled their case, called their collusion case, with Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid. Now, I am an outsider's perspective on this. Do they have any evidence of real collusion? Maybe. I don't know. Is there anything that Colin's defense brought up and said? I don't know. But the NFL settled. They got it out of the news cycle finally. It's over. It's done with. For now. But I'm interested to see where the league's going to go going forward. What do they do now? Because this changed the way the NFL operates. They don't show they started showing the national anthem for games. Now they stopped. Eric Reid actually knelt through every single national anthem game this year. No one showed about it. No one talked about it. And also, what does this mean for Colin Kaepernick? Will he be in the NFL next year? It could be an interesting story. Maybe, maybe not. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. 1-800-878-25. That is the phone number. Don't be afraid to call in. Believe me, I could use a little help tonight, folks. It's been a long time, and I'm settling pretty good. Wouldn't you say, Scott? Yeah, he's shaking his head now. That's sad. Sad fact of life. We come back after the break, give you a little update in the wonderful world of sports, and we'll talk more about this collusion case. Get into baseball a little bit later. What the hell is going on with Bryce Harper? Why is he not signed? You just got to give him $300 million. That's it. It's not my money, so I can say that. Be back in a bit.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
3 minutes gone by. 40-29. Loyola lead and ball. Richardson, three straight on. Got it, and he's fouled. He buries it, and he got knocked to the ground by Cam Stokes to boot. 43-29, Ramblers.
Florida State, no field goals now in the last 7 minutes plus. Simpson just dribbling out front. Two-step from midcourt left side. Now he heads toward the basket. Kicks it to the corner for Robinson for three. Got it! 54-44, 2:20 to play. Michigan's lead is 10. It's a 7-0 run.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What's shaking, folks? Johnny Marino back here. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Scott, did you know that I actually lost a lot of money on that game you just played? The Michigan State Florida State game.
What's a lot?
For me, I mean, again, I'm still a poor kid figuring it out in the world today. But, you know, three digits are worth of money for me is a good amount.
I didn't know they took pennies at the betting emporium.
This is true. They do that. It's penny bets, like penny stocks.
I guess.
1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. We're going to give you a quick little sports update for you. Give you some of the scores of college hoops top 25 as Maryland went down to Michigan 24 Maryland to number 6 Michigan. They'll be looking to make a nice little title run again. They will be going far in my bracket. Louisville, they beat up Clemson 56-55. What's up, Scott, my man? I got you. I know you love Louisville. We got you. You got to win tonight. UNC got the win over Wake Forest 95-57, so close game. U of A beat Notre Dame number 4 U of A 60-54. Iowa upset Kansas 78-64. Duke crushed North Carolina State 94-78. And the big game, number 1, Tennessee goes down to Kentucky, number 5, 86-69. Going to the NHL, on to the ice we go. My San Jose Sharks beat the Vancouver Canucks 3-2. Let's go. One of the hottest teams in the league. Got to watch out for the Sharks this year. And please, can we just get one cup in San Jose? They've been so close. 20 years. They've been so good. So close. Got the win tonight, though, over the Knuckleheads. Philly beat Detroit 6-5. Calgary, they beat Pittsburgh 5-4. Man, the Calgary team is good. St. Louis beat Colorado 3-0. Tampa Bay Lightning, they're league-leading 92 points. 92. That's crazy. They might get to 120 this year. They beat Montreal 3-0. The Islanders beat up on the Edmonton Oilers 5-2. The Islanders are always a team of the future, I'd say. Ottawa Senators, they beat the Winnipeg Jets 4-3. Arizona got a shutout on Toronto 2-0. That's rare. Enjoy those. Carolina Hurricanes, they beat the Stars tonight 3-0. Blackhawks, they went down to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Vegas, they beat up on Nashville 5-1. And the Buffalo Bruins beat the Kings, 4-2. Back to sports. Back to Colin Kaepernick. Will we see him in a uniform next year? I think that is an interesting question. He sat out 2 years. What is a realistic expectation for a quarterback, a running quarterback at that, who sat out 2 years? It's not going to be like Ricky Williams. Ricky Williams is out for a pretty extended period of time, but again, he was a running back. Nothing's really changed. NFL defenses have changed in the past 2 years. They have changed. They've gotten better. They've gotten faster. Well, actually, they haven't gotten better. Offenses have gotten more rules to kind of make them better, unfortunately. But I am actually interested to see. The AFA, the AAF, the American Alliance Football League, will approach Colin Kaepernick about playing. And Colin wanted $20 million. After selling with the NFL, I'm guessing money is not going to be an issue for Colin Kaepernick moving forward. As LeBron James said, I hope he got enough money to set up his family for the rest of his life. He probably did. The NFL wants this story gone and over with. And so he probably is set up now for the rest of his life. Eric Reed probably got a nice little settlement as well, although I don't think it was as large as Collins because he did maybe only miss a couple paychecks because he got signed late by the Carolina Panthers and did get an extension this offseason. Good for him.
You know what, Johnny, though? All the money aside, how are they going to keep this from stop? How are they going to stop this? This is a continuing story. This isn't going to stop.
This is the question. Where does it stop?
It's not here, that's for sure.
Exactly. Even though the settlement's over, what happens next? What does the NFL do to kind of curb their image? Because they lost money on this. Yeah, and they lost, I know it's hard to believe, but they did lose money. They lost sponsorships. They lost events. Hey, people did not, artists did not do the Super Bowl halftime this year. They had a number of people say no to them because of this. So it's an interesting idea. Where does the buck end? And also, what team would sign Colin Kaepernick? I actually heard today like the Miami Dolphins might be interested in signing Colin Kaepernick. No way they'd sign Colin Kaepernick. I don't know if most people don't remember, but when Colin's last year with the 49ers, he wore a Fidel Castro t-shirt and made comments about Fidel Castro again the week they were playing the Miami Dolphins. He made a lot of people angry that week.
Well, the only way for this to go away is for somebody to sign the guy, him to come on and either fail or succeed. But and then it goes away.
But it has to be the right situation, right?
Well, obviously, sure. Because a team that needs a quarterback, Miami would be one team of a many.
That's one of many. Very true. New England's not going to take a flyer on him.
No.
He's too much of a distraction.
No, they don't need him.
They don't need him. I don't know. Tom Brady's one hit away from it being all over.
Yeah, but he's been like that for years.
This is true. But
I mean, look at Gronkowski. Every year, the guy never plays a full season, but yet he's the hero.
That guy's a freak of nature. He probably is done this year.
Yeah. But he's not going to New England.
He's definitely not going to New England. No. He's not going to the 49ers. That's not happening. That's the thing, is that quarterbacks in general, it's a quarterback-driven league, because if you don't have a quarterback, you really don't have much. So there's a good chance Colin will be on an NFL roster coming up this year, or he may never play football again. There is also that factor where everyone's going to say, forget it.
Well, with his wallet now, he doesn't have to play football.
Exactly.
And he'd be crazy to play football again, because he'd be a target when he got out there. I mean, why should he play? He's got plenty of money now. He's move on to other things.
But the thing is, I think it furthers his cause for him getting back on the field.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It has to.
What is this guy's cause, though? I mean, this whole thing is a media creation, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it got distorted quite a bit. From the beginning, it got distorted. I don't think most people do know that Colin actually was studying. He got his master's in global studies, and he specifically spent his time focusing on African culture. That's how this all sort of began when he was getting his master's degree at the University of Nevada. And then the kneeling started, and basically the message, the attack of the national anthem, this hoopla that hasn't gone away for 2 years. It's a complete distraction from what was going on the field.
Well, without the media, it would have gone nowhere.
Zero.
Nothing.
And then he wore, he did a few things. Listen, when you're the face of a movement, you probably shouldn't wear socks with cops as pigs. And, rock Fidel Castro t-shirts and call him a just and good leader when he, murdered and killed thousands and hundreds of thousands of Cubans trying to get freedom.
The thing is, though, this guy, everybody else speaks for this guy.
He has,
everybody. I mean, we've never seen this guy come out. I mean, at least I haven't.
No, well, today, this is a good point, actually, because today his attorney drew a statement.
Yeah.
Not Colin.
Well,
Colin's kind of been quiet for the last 2 years. Maybe it would have been nice to have him say something in his own defense.
Well, it would have been nice to have him say anything, because I haven't, unless I missed something, unless I missed the news conferences, he hasn't come out and said anything.
He's been very quiet.
He's on for the roller coaster ride.
Yes.
So far, what is he up, about 30 mil? He's doing all right.
Oh, yeah, well, he had a big contract for the 49ers. He didn't end up getting all that money because of the way this deal was structured. The 49ers actually were able to cut him and get out of a lot of that cash. But, I mean, he's up around $40, $50 million.
I mean, I've heard people say that this guy is the most important guy ever in sports history. I heard a show host say that.
I've heard that as well.
And that's just the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard in my life.
I don't think he is the biggest athlete activist.
No.
I've put Muhammad Ali up there much higher. There's quite a few. I didn't put Walter Payton as an activist for his community. I'd say there's a reason why they call the Man of the Year award the Walter Payton Award.
I mean, anybody that can't stand up and directly say what in the hell they're doing and why, I'm not going to pay attention to it. I'm sorry. He needs to come forward. I don't know what PR firm he's working through, but it's not working for me.
I mean, to be honest, I know he's Nike's sort of spokesman now, which is interesting because, as you know, Nike is the NFL provider for equipment, which I thought was, again, an interesting ad to run. But no, I mean, I think the one thing that came good that came out through this is that the NFL definitely listened to the players a bit, and you're starting to get that dichotomy, because the thing that I'm more concerned about, and I think most football fans are concerned about, there's going to be a lockout in next year. There is going to be a work stoppage. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Players want to get more money. And it's pretty clear, guys like Antonio Brown, they want to leave teams because they're not getting – Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell is a prime example about the NFL and how much they pay players.
I've forgotten. Is there a salary cap in the NFL?
There is a salary cap, about $190 million.
Yeah.
But, again, it's 53 players, so quarterbacks get most of it. But – Le'Veon Bell this year, I mean, if you had him on your fantasy team, go ahead and scream out loud for me. Go ahead, scream into a pillow. Go ahead. We all know how much it pissed you off that he didn't play. But there are some underlying issues with the NFL and the ownership. Now, I think bridging this gap a bit is going to help moving forward. This has been cleaned up and ended going into that. But there is a really good chance in a year from now, when we go through the draft process, we're going to be the same place we were in 2011. Except this time, I think games are being missed. Players are going to want more money. They're going to want more guaranteed money, and they're going to get it.
I wish I could get some of that.
You know,
guaranteed money.
I wish that guaranteed money fell into my lap. Hey, that's the reason why Kyler Murray is going to the NFL draft. He wants that $16 million guaranteed.
Yeah, we could. That, we spent a whole segment on that one. As a matter of fact, if you talk about that, folks, call up 1-800. What's the number, Johnny? I forgot.
1-800-878-7529. That is
the number. A million times, but 1-800-878-PLAY. PLAY.
There it is.
Call up and talk about whatever you like here on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah,
about a minute left, John. Go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, no. I think it's going to be a very interesting year for the NFL because the NFL, they're going to want to try and bridge the gap with the players as much as possible on the ownership side as well. So I think this year in free agency, you're going to see some teams spend a lot of money because there's a lot of money to be had. The Indianapolis Colts are a playoff team last year. They have $100 million under the cap. $100 million. So they're going to spend some money this year. I mean, Le'Veon's going to get paid. I am just praying to God Antonio Brown ends up a 49er. Come on, guys. Just go get them.
I think they'll just go form their own team. They'll play together. You know, they can all play together on their own team.
On their own team? Own what team. City?
I don't care. Puerto Rico or something.
Puerto Rico. There you go. Hey. I mean, the Expos used to play games in Puerto Rico.
Well, they can play their whole season.
The whole season. Hey, the Raiders can play there. They have nowhere to play.
Yeah, that's
true. They have nowhere to play. We should get all the free agents of the people who just want to make a ton of money for 1 year. Go play for the Raiders. You can play in any and all city you want to play in. Hey, we'll do Salt Lake City. So that way they'll be in straight in line. They can't drink. They'll just be playing football nonstop. 1-800-878-25. That's the phone number. Get back to you after this.
I think that's 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Sports Overnight America. We'll be back.
Andrew Luck going for a home run deep downfield looking for T.Y. Hilton. Hilton makes the catch. He's at the 10, 5, stumbles in the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, T.Y. Hilton! 68-yard bomb from Andrew Luck to T.Y. And the Colts lead it 16-0.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-224-5353. That's 800-224-5353. 800-224-5353 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So what do they dial up on 3rd and 10? TJ Jones goes left. Luke Wilson goes left. Galladay goes right. Zach Center in the backfield to the right of Stafford. 5:19 to go in the game. Clock will start on the snap. We're tied at 13. Play clock at 2. Matthews got it. Blitz comes. They pick it up. Stafford throws. It is end zone. Caught! Oh, baby, what a catch! Kenny Galladay, you're a freak! What a catch!
This is Sports Overnight America.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like.
Yeah, every day.
You know?
Every day.
Every single day.
Every single day.
Every single day.
Sports Overnight America, Scott Cuddy with you, handing it off the whole segment now because I got to take a break. I'm getting tired, John.
He's tired. He's been here all day. I got this.
Yeah,
man.
You got it, baby. All right.
I'll take it from here, Scott. You go ahead, relax, have a drink. 1-800-878-7529. That is play on the back end if you want to call in, chime in. More than happy to take your call. Got going a little bit on the NFL front this year. And I'll keep going with it. We'll also talk a little bit about the Major League Baseball as well in the back end, because I can never recall a time in baseball history where two of the top 10 players in the league, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, were not signed. You know, I can't recall. I mean, someone call in and tell me, because I could be mistaken, but that's crazy. You just got to give him $300 million. That's it. Over 10 years and all guaranteed. That's it. No big deal. But speaking of money in sports, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. Look, I know Antonio Brown's more in the news. Le'Veon Bell, we saw it. He didn't play this year. We get it. He sat out the whole year, protected himself, and kind of was proven right. I mean, look at Alex Smith. Le'Veon Bell, that could have happened to him. One career-ending broken leg, and he would have been done. So, hey, I get what he did. The Steelers will part ways this year. He will be the highest paid running back in the NFL because I guarantee the Jets, Colts, or Texans make a play on him. Antonio Brown will be on a new team when the Pittsburgh Steelers finally decide to trade him, probably on day two of the draft, most likely. And he'll be probably the highest paid receiver in the NFL. Here's an interesting question, and I think it's a question that has been asked, but I feel like it's sort of a disservice in the media. We haven't talked... Why are they bulletproof in this? Why are they bulletproof? We talk about Antonio Brown being selfish, Le'Veon Bell being selfish. Didn't the Steelers do something to piss them off? Like, why are they're not coming into work for a reason? What's going on here? They've wasted two of the, and that team with Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Ben Roethlisberger, the whole nine, they've wasted Super Bowls. They could have won at least two Super Bowls in the last 5 years. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is a good team. This year alone, they had a great team. Young, a little inexperienced, sure. But why is Mike Tomlin not getting tossed under the bus more? I don't get it. He said, this year, Juju Smith-Schuster would have had Le'Veon Bell if they just figured it out. Could have had, with James Conner, a great 1-2 punch in the running back department, a really good offensive line, a veteran quarterback who's not getting any younger, and then two of the top 10 receivers in the NFL. You want to look at me with a straight face and tell me this team should not be in the Super Bowl and a pretty good young defense. I know they had issues in the secondary. It happens. And especially now because, hey, man, there's a team in Cleveland. You know that no hope thing? They got hope in Cleveland now. They got Baker. They got Kareem Hunt, which is hilarious. And the fact there's been like no backlash about that signing is absolutely hilarious. I mean, Kareem Hunt, there's a video of him kicking someone in an elevator. And this guy's on an NFL team. Months later after being cut in December. That's crazy. But there's hope in Cleveland. There's hope in Baltimore. They got Lamar. He's good. Some days. That's a tough division. And with losing these two guys, you can't tell me that you're going to be a first place team in there again. You can't tell me that. It's a lie. The inability to get these guys back in the building is a failure on them. And look, I'm with the 49ers. I have seen Terrell Owens walk out of the 49ers. I get it. I've seen it firsthand. You know, I've seen the 49ers botch contracts. That's on them. But in this media cycle, because players get deemed selfish, the Steelers are just completely passed off the buck. They just completely. No one talks about that. How are they not to blame? This is a team that should have been way better last year. 8-7-1. Are you kidding me? Come on. At some point, you got to point a finger at Mike Tomlin and the Rooneys and say, hey, what's going on here? I know this is how you guys do business. I get it. But at the same time, get rid of these guys if they're a problem. Get some draft picks and be done with it. Don't let it linger and stir in your football team because it just makes everything worse. When drama like this occurs, teams lose more games. It's harder to coach. Players don't want to show up to work. Don't do it. Get them out of the building. Let them be someone else's problem if they're such a problem. But the Steelers know they're good, and that's why they don't move them. They know they messed up. But no one talks about it. I think it's interesting as all hell. 1-800-878-7225. That is the phone number. That is play on the back end if you need that as well. Get back to we'll jump around a bit tonight in the back end segment because a lot to get to in 15 minutes or so, give or take. But I want to talk about Major League Baseball because it's become unbearable to watch. It's honestly, as a lifelong baseball fan, I say this. The news has been challenging because, again, Bryce Harper is one of the most talented young players of this generation. You know, Bryce Harper and Mike Trout and Manny Machado, you know, three phenomenal players or top 10 players in the league. Machado might be the best shortstop in baseball, not defensively, but offensively. Well, shortstop, third baseman, whatever position he plays. He's a hell of a hitter. And we got Bryce Harper, who's, I know he had a down year last year, but he said whoever he goes, he's going to make that team better. Brings a lot of energy. Great right fielder. Even big-time power bat. These dudes are not signed. There's been news. There's been stories. The Giants apparently are in on him. The Phillies are in on Bryce. The White Sox are in on Manny. Yankees have come up. Nothing. And it's interesting to see how this is all playing out. Because, again, it is February 16th. Pitchers and catchers report in just a few days, well, a few weeks. There's going to be baseball again. Spring training baseball is around the corner. And if these guys aren't signed by opening day, it sends a pretty big statement in Major League Baseball. Because, I mean, the last 5-6 years, free agency has just been a joke. I mean, guys, I mean, Jeff Samardzija got a $100 million contract. The dude posted an under 4 ERA like 2 times in his career. That's crazy. You know, you saw these mega contracts get dealt out and teams just get burned. And you got to dedicate 10 years, $300 mil to one guy. I'm actually kind of impressed that my owners actually have some sort of restraint to say, hey, let's try and get this number down a bit. And let's try and get it in a realistic realm. But it hurts the sport, though. Not having these guys in a uniform to build up stories, you know, it's not helping baseball. They need these guys to get signed. They need them in camp. They need them in spring training. Get the team, get the local markets going. Get these guys in get them in a uniform. It helps. Because right now, you can't really promote Bryce Harper. And baseball has been doing it, promoting the young stars. You know, they promote Mike Trout. Bryce Harper was one of the guys the Nationals that kept them interesting, especially last year. Machado going to the Dodgers was a real nice win for baseball, especially in the L.A. area. So what are they going to do? They got to do something. Get these guys signed. Get them playing baseball and make baseball fun again because it's been tough to watch. 1-800-878-725, that is the phone number. Keep going about this. Yeah, why not? Here's an interesting one.
Wait a minute. Let me make a correction now. It's 1-800-878-7529. There you go.
There we go. Thank you, Scott.
All kinds of numbers in
there. I'm saying them fast because I have them off the cuff. That's from my old memorization days. We'll talk about Kyler Murray, too. We talked about him briefly in the segment before, but I'm so happy Kyler Murray's going to the draft. It makes the draft so much more interesting when you have a quarterback that with, you know, a clear flaw being 5'8", And it's unfortunate because the guy is crazy talented. You know, he's got some real electric ability with the football. You just watch him for 5 seconds in Oklahoma, and you know this guy could play. I mean, the only reason why he didn't play more is because Baker Mayfield. Literally, the year before, one of the better quarterbacks in college football over the past decade was playing ahead of you. And your first year, you're a starter, no big deal. Throw 42 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and win the Heisman Trophy. No big deal. But Kyler Murray this year has thrown a monkey wrench into the NFL draft, and I think he will continue because of the combine is going to test to the roof. The kid's got a good arm. He's got the shortstop sort of outfielder's arm, so he's got that deep ball ability. You've seen it if you watch him play. He's incredibly fast, and in today's NFL, scrambling quarterbacks, they make all the difference. You know, look at Lamar Jackson. I mean, if you watch that playoff game, he made the forward pass look impossible for about 2 quarters, but he kept the Baltimore Ravens in the game somewhat, and almost got them back within 1 score at the end of it. I'm telling you, Kyler Murray is going to throw a monkey wrench into the draft. He will go early, and it's great for me because maybe the 49ers get Nick Bosa. I'd be very happy. And a very defensive-laden draft. No one's talking about any offensive players other than Kyler Murray. It'll keep things interesting. And also, it'll probably force a lot of teams to go spend some money this offseason. Again, I'm very excited for football to come back. And the nice thing is the NFL season really never ends. Of all the big four sports, even the Major League Baseball goes quiet during the winter, which is, you know, the winter meetings and stuff. NBA goes quiet over the summer unless there's the Olympics. NHL goes quiet. Unfortunately, it does, but it does. The NFL, though, there's really no offseason. Everyone's kind of talking. There's milestones. There's free agency coming up in a few weeks. The new league year starts by March 1st, so there will be some trades. Flacco will officially be a Denver Bronco. Case Keenum will be somewhere else. It's going to keep us interested and keep us young while we wait for the NBA playoffs to get kicked off and going. Definitely will keep an eye on that going forward to the next few weeks. Most importantly, though, something I want to get to tonight. I always was curious if I ever had this position in my life, as the one that Kyler Murray was in. You were a top seventh overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft. Turned down $7 million in the hopes of getting 20 guaranteed, give or take. What would you do? Would you be a quarterback or would you play Major League Baseball? As a listener, as a sports fan, because let's face it, probably most of you guys, if you're listening to this, girls or guys, saying guys because baseball and football, that's why. You wish you could have been the first pick in the NFL draft and Major League Baseball draft. What would you have done? It's an interesting question. Obviously, being a quarterback is awesome. And playing in Major League Baseball ain't bad either. I could love traveling the country the way they do, having those crazy road trips playing in all those great ballparks. That'd be a lot of fun. But then again, it is a long road to get to Major League Baseball. It takes years, takes a lot of practice. You got to go through 3 levels of minor league baseball. How'd I do, Scott? First time in a while. Not bad. Sounds about right. Sounds about my bar. 1-800-878-7725. That is the phone number. Come back with a quick little update, and we'll get you to the news in just a bit.
Ben, first and 10, shotgun snap. He's back, throws along down the sideline, and the pass is caught, and that's Antonio Brown stepping into the end zone for the Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. He just blew by the corner.
First and goal at the 2 for Pittsburgh. Steelers trying to add to their lead. Roethlisberger on again. Connor up the middle. Powers his way in. Touchdown, Steelers. James Connor bulldozes
this
to the end zone.
This is Sports Overnight America.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Yeah, that's right. And just a quick program note. Coming up this week, Jeff Rich will be out of town. He's like on assignment. That's what they always say. But anyway, we're going to have Johnny in as many nights as possible coming up this week, so it'll be a lot of fun. Johnny, wrap it up, baby.
Let's do it. I will be back listening on the air. Hit me up on Instagram, Johnny J. Marino. I will answer your questions. I love talking to people about sports. It gets me out of my day job. And my day job can just drain me sometimes. It'll actually be a really nice week because I got to have a light week at work for the first time forever. Cannot wait. But anyway, I'll be back all week, or most of the week. I have a concert I have to go to, so I will miss one night because I really want to go see this artist. It'll be a lot of fun. But I will be back this week. I think through the week we'll get some more NBA news. We'll keep kind of pushing on some hockey, try and get some guests lined up for you guys. Definitely talk some football. That's what I'm best at. Hey, you want some early fantasy football advice? Check this out. They actually have fantasy football mock drafts going on right now on ESPN, the app. That is crazy. if you're one of the people listening to the show and you're doing a mock draft for fantasy football a year out, I think, Scott, that like defines you have a problem, right?
That's a little bit too much.
They had fantasy. I was on the app today going through it. And it was full. People were, like, were filling up mock draft rooms.
It's, this whole online thing is a little above my head. I'm sorry. I'm too old, I guess.
There's a lot going on out there. But anyway, definitely hit me up. We'll be back in a bit. We'll keep this week interesting. Have some guests on. I got some people I know. We'll have some interesting talks. Bring it back like we did the old days.
Sounds good.
I do like being back. But again, folks, take care. I will see you later.
All right, Johnny. Thanks for filling in tonight. That's Johnny Marino, Sports Over. And he'll be back this week to do some more stuff. Right now, you stay tuned. We get the news coming up and then more. Sports Overnight America coming your way.